The split between federal and state governments over school shutdowns will be the focus of today's National Cabinet meeting as governments try to find a coordinated approach. The leaders will discuss ways to protect the health of staff and students and also plan how and when kids can return to the classroom en masse. Scott Morrison's intervention yesterday, calling on teachers to keep schools open, has exposed a gap between some states and the federal government. Almost a million Victorian students began remote learning yesterday and are being told it is not safe for schools to open in Term 2. Queensland and the Northern Territory begin Term 2 next week. More than 2 million people around the world have now tested positive to coronavirus. It took 83 days to reach the first million cases, but just 2 weeks for that number to double. 30% of those cases are now in the United States, where more than 26,000 people have died. The global death toll currently stands at more than 128,000. World leaders, doctors and diplomats have all attacked Donald Trump's decision to suspend US funding for the World Health Organization. The US president is blaming the WHO for failing to do enough to stop the spread of coronavirus. The organization's director general says President Trump's decision is regrettable.